Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. Today we're talking about the drumbeat chakra and taking calls for on-air readings. We've got a few callers in the queue, so we're going to be taking those calls first and then get into our conversation. I want to invite those who have not taken the plunge to dial to call now, 914-338-0164. 248 area code does need to press 1 if he or she would like a reading, because we need to know that you want a reading by raising your hand, 248. Also, our callers and listeners can follow us right here on Blog Talk Radio, but even better, joining us on Facebook and or Twitter will help us connect with you. And we have connected with several of you this week and or in the past weeks, and are able to do, you know, we promise people we'll do work and help work on their energy and so on and so forth. So if we have an image of you, it's helpful. And so we've done that for several of our callers. So do connect with us on Facebook and on Twitter. What was I going to say? Oh, Neil, we had a caller last show. Kara, do you remember?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And she was in a pretty bad situation in terms of being able to get food for her family, and she had a decision whether to pay the rent or to use the money to feed her kids. And anyway, after the show, we made several calls. First to the Middle Georgia Food Bank, and they provided a list of resources to us. And so we went down the list calling several people. And what ended up happening, just to let our listeners know, is that an organization called Brothers Keeper actually delivered food to this caller. So we're really grateful to Yvonne of Brothers Keeper and the organization. So if there are people that are listening that have financial troubles or lacking food or resources, there are great organizations out there. I believe Brothers Keeper is in several different locations in the United States. And I mean, it was really, really touching that they were able to do that. They actually delivered the food to her, and she had some difficulties with transportation and so on and so forth. She couldn't get to a food bank, and so they actually brought it to her.
Yeah, that's nice. We're more than psychics. We are a social service.
I guess so. So, well, yeah.
Nice. Sometimes it takes more than just, you know, envisioning prayer, what the guides say, what the spirits say. Sometimes you have to get in there and roll up your sleeves and do a little bit more. And I think that's important. That's part of human beings.
Yeah. And energy work is fantastic and can produce miracles, of course. But I think we both felt that we needed to do some hands-on physical stuff for this
woman. When it comes to a point where you're just flabbergasted and you feel like nothing is going to work on a psychic level, that's when the test is, do you step out of that element and move into a more physical element and do something for somebody, which I think we all should do at any given moment. You know, prayers are good and energy work is great and connecting people to people who have crossed over, all that is fine. But of course, we've got to remember we are physical beings as much as we are
spiritual beings,
which brings up the topic of our show about the drumbeat of the heart. But we will be getting to our callers first.
Yeah, the other thing I wanted to say is it's been kind of a weird week. Kate Spade, famous designer, was found dead. And then today, Anthony Bourdain, which is like really shocking really shocking to
Well, that brings up another, you know,
suicide, or maybe not, who knows.
There is a national suicide prevention 800 number that everyone should know about. So if you feel inclined to end your life or commit suicide, or you know of someone who is feeling that way, there's always 24/7 line open, the National Suicide
Prevention Lifeline, and that is 800-273-8255. And it does have our master numbers in it, Neil. 800-273-8255. Yes. If you're feeling despondent or despairing, reach out to someone you know, or if you don't have somebody or don't feel like you can share your feelings with them, do call.
Yeah, there was a discussion that, you know, trying to reason why there's this suicide epidemic. And one of the national health advisors for the nation was stating that the opiates are one problem, that the opening up of that and the absolute explosion of opiates is one reason. Also the despair, the alienation of our country, the fact that we've become somewhat immune to death. We have to also take into account the suicide bombers and the people who are willing to die after committing a horrific act upon others. All of these are factors. However, I think that too, suicide has taken a kind of personal drama into a universal drama. It used to be that when people committed suicide, it was a solitary event. Now it seems to be branching into something more major, and so suicide becomes a statement, and you don't necessarily, you can have underlying depression or underlying kind of bipolar stuff, but still suicide's becoming a bizarre, horrific fad almost. Commit suicide, you know, move on and do something great before you die. Great meaning horrifically great. And so that's part of the reasoning why, although the idea of suicide started way back in time, the first apparent suicide was Judas himself, who threw himself into fire. He hung himself. They don't know. He split open his bowels. They don't exactly know it. There's different ideas as how he did it. But he did it out of guilt, supposedly out of guilt, and saying he made a mistake. I don't think there's no indication that Judas was a depressed person. But depression is a disease, and it should be addressed.
Dis-ease.
Yeah.
You know, obviously, you're not at ease if you're depressed.
So, anyways, we set the prevention number, and before we get to our topic, I guess we can address some of these callers.
Yeah, let's take some callers, Neil. 239 is the first caller today. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you? Thank you for taking my call. I read about your book online, and I thought that you would be very interesting. So I tuned in. I never really expected to get on. So.
Wait, we can't wait. Yeah. Just real quick, we're hearing you, but it's very, very quiet. So it's like we're hearing every other word here. But could you
How's
repeat?
That?
What you,
is that better?
Louder.
Is that better?
Better. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. I never expected to get on, so thank you. I just was reading about you and thought that it would be very interesting to talk to you.
Well, we hope we live up to your expectations. Now we've got pressure.
Okay, yeah. I read your story. My name is Lana. I'm calling from Florida. And if I'm able to ask a question, I suppose I would ask you what you see for me coming up.
Okay, your name is Lana?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. L-A-N-A?
Correct.
Okay, and you're from Florida?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
I'm interested in relationship.
Relationship. Okay, Lana. Well, let's get your full birth date then, please.
Oh, it's November 5, 1946.
Okay.
Yes.
27, 9. I wrote down a 4, but her 4 is in her year. 27, 9. Okay. And you're interested in a relationship.
Yes.
You're currently single?
Yes, I am. I'm a widow. I have been for quite a while.
And you're 72 years old. Interesting. 70, but she's going to be 72.
Yeah.
Sorry. I was subtracting your year from 2018. So in November, you turned 27, which is actually her inverted karmic number.
She's coming up to a multiple.
Right, but 72 is 22. Is her inverted 27.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so, yeah, multiple of 8, I mean, of 9. It's the 8th cycle of her 9. Master number. When did your husband die, Lana?
He died in 1991.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, the one thing that's in your favor is that this November, according to your master number, you were talking about our book, according to your master number, you will have gone through 8 cycles of your master number, which happens to be 9. You have an 11 in your month, which would indicate some hardship in relationship. And unfortunately, your husband died early, rather early, 1991. My God.
Yeah.
Was that a medical condition?
Yes.
Gosh, he was really young.
So did he have lung cancer? Was he a smoker?
He was a smoker, and he had cancer, but it wasn't lung cancer.
Yeah, that, I understand.
So how? What year was he? What's his birth date, Lana?
Oh, he was January 4th, and I think it was
1936, 5/15.
It may have been, honestly, I don't remember.
You don't remember? So he was about 10 years older than you?
No, actually, he was 16 years older than me.
16 years older. So it wouldn't have been 36.
Mm-hmm.
It would have been 1930.
Yeah, it would have been
31,
I think.
31?
30 or 31. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, so we don't have an exact 5, 15.
It's an 18.
Maybe. Huh.
Maybe an 18, which is the same number as her. So it would have been like a soulmate in some respects.
Yeah, I think so. I think he was.
And then he died basically when he was 60, when he was 61.
He was 91. Actually, 91. It was just. Yeah, it was. He was 60 actually when he died.
Yeah, 60. Okay.
It was just before his birthday. Yeah.
Oh, so he might
have
been 31.
Probably
1931. Maybe
30. Yeah, 1931. I'm pretty sure.
He was 31. So he was a 1910 one. He was compounded. And that's interesting too, because he died in 91, which is the inverted karmic number. So his karmic number is 19. The year he died was 91, which, if you flip it around, is the
his first two numbers
number.
Add up to her third number. Okay, so you're asking for love, about love. The on your numerical code, Ilana, you at 72 this November to November of 2019, there is bound to be a relationship.
Which is the 91 and his 19.
Yeah.
It's kind of interesting.
Now, what's weird, here's the weird part. This is kind of weird. The way you find this relationship could possibly come through a third cousin or somebody you've known quite a while that's in the family. It could have result from a family reunion or somebody that you know in your family that you've kept in contact with. But let's ask the question first. Do you have cousins that you're close to?
I have one cousin that I'm pretty close to, but that's it.
Uh-huh. Okay, don't worry about that. And was this male or female?
She's a female.
And when you say you're close to her, do you talk to her a couple times a year?
Well, she more than that. I mean, we don't get real personal, but we live pretty close together, so we see each other about once every 2 weeks or so.
Okay, Lana,
like
the only thing right now when we're tracing this journey to find this man for you, we're using her as just a piece to the puzzle. Maybe it's a small piece. It's like you go on a long trip and you stop at the gas station and you fill up with gas, but you need to stop there. It's not important. It's not part of your destination, but you need it for the gas. There's something about your cousin that is going to fuel your journey to find this man that I think could occur anytime during your 72nd year. Now, the other thing is, where is the closest amusement park to you where there would be a ride, any kind of a ride? It doesn't have to be a big amusement park, but anywhere there would be a Ferris wheel or a ride of some kind?
I don't know. Not really close to an amusement park. I'm near the beach, but there aren't any rides there.
Does it have a broadwalk?
Boardwalk.
It's kind of honky tonkish. You know, it's not really a boardwalk as you would think of. It's like a square where they have music and things like that.
What city are you in? Can we ask?
I'm in Fort Myers.
Fort Myers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm gonna just.
Okay, so that fishing dock, that pier, is that within 10 miles of you, 15 miles?
Oh, yeah. Yes, it is. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the man that we're looking at is within 10 miles, probably. Okay. So mm-hmm. we got that. Is your cousin live within 10 miles?
Yes, she does. She lives within a mile.
Okay. So now we've got two interesting psychic, and back in my earlier career, I used to help the police hunt down people. And that's what this feels like.
Hunting down a suspect.
Okay, keep going.
Maybe you should go online and say your last name is Turner and you've come back to look for a handsome man.
Well, yeah. Lana,
interesting. But you mentioned, let me just say, you mentioned this pier. I met somebody recently down at the pier area that you're talking about. And we met like kind of in the restaurant area and listened to music. And it was just for one night. And he left. He's out of town right now.
So is this a potential? Is this someone you potentially want to see again, or?
I would like to. I mean, we were very much attracted to each other.
Okay.
Which
so
is very unusual.
There it is. See?
Which is very unusual, but I don't know much about him at all.
Well, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, mm-hmm. Lana. The one note would be that we're connecting to something that you can validate. That's the one note, which may take you to somebody else in your life. The second note would be that it might even be this guy. But you see, the vibrational field of this vision came in, and you ended up validating it rather specifically. I mean, you didn't meet a butterfly down there. You didn't meet some, you know, a tuna that was on the pier.
I mean, she's not saying, you know, I've been, it just, she had a recent experience
at the pier
with a man.
With a man, and there was a sense of romance or attraction. So put
yes,
the pieces
which
together,
was
Lana.
Which was unusual for me.
So that's
my
clue.
Just one other question. How close is Summerlin Road to you?
Oh, my God. I live off Summerlin Road.
Okay, so you have an amusement. Interesting. So you actually have an amusement park called Zoomer's Amusement Park right next to you.
You do? Let me see.
Yeah. I'm just, you know, the magic of the internet.
Well, yeah. I didn't, you know, the pier.
I mean, that's
you
more
mentioned
of a...
the pier. You mentioned the pier, and I was saying, you know, I don't know. Did I say pier or did she say
she
pier?
She said pier.
She said pier. So, you mentioned a guy there. So
you said
so,
pier.
And I was talking about,
yeah.
You know, are there any places like Coney Island or, you know, a bar?
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, anyways, this is the first time you called. And
so it's all the little pieces are fitting together.
All the little pieces
here.
Are fitting together.
And so whether or not this man is going to be the man, it's connecting to a vibration in terms of what may happen in the future. And as we said, you're going to be in your eighth cycle of nine coming up in November. Yeah. So between, you said what, November of 2018 and 2019.
Year, there should be a relationship.
Right. And your karmic number is 27. I was saying earlier that is your inverted age. So you're going to be 72, which is,
correct.
You know, turn it around
that's
and it's your
correct.
Karmic number. So that's another strong energy field in terms of something being significant that happens for you coming up.
Hmm. Interesting.
So you got some answers. You got some.
I did.
Clues.
Very specific.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate you calling, Lana, and we would love it
well,
if you joined
thank you.
Us
that's
on our
just
social
been,
media.
It's been, yeah, very interesting. I'm going to look up that amusement park on Summerlin Road. I never was aware there was one.
See?
So.
Yeah, you might, you know, maybe you'll fall in love with the tattoo man or something.
Oh, God, no.
I don't think so.
I don't think so
either.
Just
as long as it's not the bearded
lady. I wish we were on the same. I was going to say that.
And,
and
lady,
then you did.
Please don't call us back and tell us that.
No, we're
right.
Open. You can tell us that.
Thank
okay,
you.
Lana. Well, we hope to hear from you again. Good luck.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And she can join us on Facebook and on Twitter. Those accounts are linked under our Blog Talk Radio profile. We've got another caller, 917, but 917, if you'd like to speak with us, please press 1. I don't know if 917 wants to speak with us. Should we try bringing them on?
Well, you can try to see what happens.
917, hi. Do you want a reading or are you just listening?
I'm just listening.
Okay. We'll put you back on mute. Sometimes people aren't listening to what we're saying and that they don't press
that's
one.
Usually the case. I don't even listen to what I'm saying.
I don't listen to what you're saying either. No.
One of our famous guests has been a caller, been Helen Keller in the past. Didn't get much out of her, but we appreciated her support.
Okay, so we're talking about the drumbeat chakra. The drumbeat chakra.
Well, isn't it true? Because
so creative.
It's the heart.
Yes.
And the drum beat, the drum itself is very important because it's a form of communication, first of all. And drums are
tribal
and they
primitive.
Are considered instruments of warfare. Sometimes it's instruments of capturing of food. Sometimes it's the communication between tribes. But the drum and the drum beat is also connected to the gods, the rain god, the Indian dances. Everywhere you go, when you hear the drum beat, you're listening to some aspect of communication that is one of the most primitive forms of sounds that we have in terms of communication. And it was quite accessible. And you don't even need a round surface for it. We look at the heart and we think the heart is not shaped at all like it's depicted in drawings, but it does have two chambers.
Wow.
And it has actually four chambers, right? I believe. But
it's somewhat depicted. I mean, I know that obviously the shape is more rounded, but there is a certain similarity between the depiction of a heart and the heart.
There might be.
Yeah.
I mean, the heart is actually an ugly looking organ.
It isn't.
It's not
beautiful.
Pleasant to look at.
No.
But it does beat.
But see, there's the curved.
Yeah.
You know.
Uh-huh. It does beat. And it is the sound of the drum in the body, because it tells us when we're excited. Well, actually, it doesn't tell us that. Our blood pounding will register the beat of the heart. And there's a message. Doctors listen to it. And a doctor can diagnose a lot about a person by listening to the heartbeat, just as much as a mystic can. Or we can use our, we were just talking to a client recently about the drum beat of her heart and advising her to use a stethoscope to listen to the drum beat of the heart.
I'm not recalling this, but anyway.
Yesterday.
Oh.
In that respect, there is a sound to it. And that sound registers an emotion. And that is the emotion of the blood, the emotion, it's a different feeling. If a heartbeat is fast, is it because you're excited and you're nervous and excited, or is it because you're fearful? Each beat has its own particular characteristic. A normal heartbeat or one that's slower. Yeah. The heartbeat changes during sleep. So the heartbeat, the drum beat of the heart, it has variables.
Right, whether it's based on emotion or it's actually based on a physical condition that, you know, I mean, you can have arrhythmia and your heart will be slow and then fast, and it's not based on any type of feeling that's happening inside, but based on something that's malfunctioning in the heart.
Right, and then sometimes they're connected, depression and stress.
Yeah, sometimes they are.
And then it causes heart problems. So the heart takes on many different forms, and its beat is filled with information, and it is part of the musical element. It is constant 24/7 for the most part, with spaces in between. And
well, 24/7 for the most part. Yeah, generally you need your heart beating to stay alive.
Well, no, but you know your heart can stop. Your heart can, there's pauses in your heart, or there's heart murmurs, or there's,
right.
There's,
well, then we're getting
there's
into the
areas
medical.
Of silence sometimes when people, and when you go into a deep sleep, the heartbeat,
right. The heartbeat slows, obviously.
Slows a little bit. When you're running fast, it speeds up. So it's environmentally conditioned as much as it is psychologically conditioned and bodily
physically conditioned.
And this becomes really the first sound of music is our heartbeat. Our pulse is the first sound. And of course, you know, even in music, the drummer, no matter what, how fancy he is, he has to understand where the beats are.
And some musicians are definitely more cut out to be drummers than other musicians.
But they always have to, no matter what they do, the skillfulness is that no matter what they do, they have to have that emphasis
constant, right,
on
the beats that are dominant,
yeah,
versus the non-dominant beats.
So it's interesting because in the body, our heartbeat has to really, now listen to this, our heartbeat has to be synonymous with our life mission, with the emphasis on what we're supposed to be doing. If you don't have a heartbeat that's in rhythm with your life, if you have an irregular heartbeat that is not beating in connection to your life journey, problems, which can ultimately lead to suicide, alienation, estrangement, feeling not connected. The first thing we have to think of when we talk about connecting to others or connecting to spirits or guides is connecting to ourselves. And why we have to think about that is because ourselves, if you believe this, harbor our souls, our spirits. And our souls and spirits are right now contingent on, in terms of being on the body, on the heart.
Right. And obviously the heart is the balance chakra. So that's the center of the chakra system.
Right.
And connected to our sense of balance and equilibrium.
That's right.
And if you're off balance in terms of your purpose and your heartbeat becomes irregular in terms of the esoteric chakra system, that's why you run into problems, because it is the center.
Right. It's the center. And it's the center that's made up of odd numbers. It's the fourth chakra, but there's three below
and
in the
three,
media body
and
there's
three
above.
We're
so
talking about the bodily chakra
the bodily
system, not
chakras,
the other
the
chakras
crown.
Up to the crown.
So it's composed of the 3, 3, 4, which comes to actually 10 when you look at it in terms of that number figure, which is a completion energy. Now, I know we have a caller, and we're gonna address our caller.
In just a sec.
And so hold on there.
We're getting to you in a minute, caller.
So all energies have to, if they want to have this alignment and visit one another, these chakra systems, they all have to go through the heart. It is the center of the energy. And when all chakras go into the heart, they are influenced by the beat of the heart. So if it's an irregular heartbeat, guess what? You're going to have an irregular second chakra or first chakra or sixth chakra. The irregularity of the heartbeat will determine how balanced
all the other chakras
are
and how they function.
The yeah. And it's the center of the universe of the human body. So all of those aspects are dependent on the heartbeat. Now, if you have a tricky heartbeat, if you're Gene Cooper or whatever, and you're just can the drummer, Gene Cooper.
Oh, Gene Cooper. I thought you said Gene
drummer.
Cooper.
Oh, no, no.
Like,
no.
Who is that?
You have Gary Cooper. And we just got done
don't
talking
I ever,
to
no.
Lana Turner.
Right.
But
and she's still listening.
And
actually.
She's still listening.
Yes.
Hello, Lana Turner. Okay, so she should look up and see if Lana Turner ever
went
had
to an amusement park.
Ever went to an amusement park or a pier. I think she probably did.
I'm sure.
But all of these things hit the center of the human body. And even if a heartbeat is fancy on its toes and it's racing all the time, you know, it's got that Fred Astaire, Sammy Davis Jr., Michael Jackson kick to it. It doesn't matter because you can have fancy heartwear. You can have a fancy heartbeat and still be balanced. So it doesn't mean that we always have to be solemn and stoic and in a meditative position in order to be firmly balanced. We can have balanced with kind of fancy steps to it, fancy heart drum beat. Okay, we had a caller coming.
Yeah, let's bring our caller on, Neil. 310. Hi.
Hello. Hi.
Hi. Hi. What's your name?
This is Mindy. And I've
Mindy, hi. Yes, the children's product lady.
Yeah, that's me. I'm listening to you. I'm calling on in, and thank you for your service. And
thank you.
Find your shows always so very fascinating. So thank you for being here.
Okay,
thank you.
You.
How is Mark?
I get that all the time.
You're going to have
okay.
to put up
I,
with
oh my God.
References to the stars that have crossed over.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
God. We were talking earlier about the recent suicides, and here's another one. That's
yeah.
Robin Williams. Mindy, did I say Robin Williams?
Yeah, I did. I don't know if you did.
Okay. Mindy, what's your birth date again, please?
April 5th, 1956.
Okay. And what's your question today?
It's about my move.
To England, right?
It could be England and it could be Chicago.
Oh, okay.
You have a great memory.
Yeah, she does.
Thank you.
Well, what is it, April?
Thank you. Yeah, I do. I did when I was a kid, boy. I mean, it's really gone downhill since then. I remembered like every single detail of every event. But,
that's amazing.
It doesn't stay that good.
No, 4/5/1956. 4/5/1956. Not 6.
No, 4/5, right, Mindy?
That's correct.
You have a selective memory, Neil.
I used to have a good memory, but mm-hmm. Now it's C+.
No, I think you decide what you're going to remember and decide what you're not. I think it's a personal choice.
Don't give away my seat.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so you're wondering about a move, Mindy.
Yeah.
Okay. And you are 58?
No, I wish I was. I'm now 62.
62. I'm going backwards, see? I have a good memory, but I'm a failure at math. Basic arithmetic, I have not mastered.
That's so funny.
Okay, so I moved. And you're currently in California?
Right, I am.
Okay.
And she wants to, what you said, she wanted to move
Chicago
to?
Or England. And weren't you, wasn't this connected to your business, the move?
Yes,
or is
the move to both projects.
So there are they two separate projects? Or
yeah,
it's the same project, different locations that you'd manage it from?
They're two separate projects.
Do you currently own your property?
No, but I really want to.
Okay, so
I really
want that's the first
thank
thing
you.
That's the first thing that hit me. So if you owned your own property, would you therefore want to move or would you stay?
That goal of having my own property, because there's been three times in my life where I was told that I had to leave a home that didn't belong to me. And so my goal now is to own property.
Do you have the financial means at this time to own property?
I have the starts of it. So
like
my goal
down payment,
is,
but not maybe the consistent income to pay the mortgage type thing?
Yeah, I had an inheritance. I have a legacy, and I don't want to touch that yet. I want to... I'm working towards building my revenue.
Right. Smart.
So in a couple of years, I'm hoping to be able to own my own property.
Well, let me ask you something, Mindy. If you could afford the home you're living in now, would you stay there?
No way.
Okay, no way. So you don't like the home you're in now. You don't want that.
That is correct. Yeah.
And you would you would want to buy property
from a
go ahead.
I'm so sorry.
No, go
ahead. I'm renting from a friend of mine, and it has not turned out to be a pleasant experience for me.
Oh, that's terrible when business and pleasure.
The physicality of the house. Do you like the house? If it was located somewhere else, if you dislike the house?
Does not like the house.
Does not like
the house. So the next question, I'm just curious. I mean, buying property like somewhere like England, isn't that more difficult if you're not like a resident?
Yeah.
Really?
You can though. There's not a
you
problem
can, but
to
it's
able
more
to do
red
that. Yeah. I'm a business owner. I have an entity. My entity is English. So that would help me.
That would help you to get property more easily than if you're
okay.
Here's
how we analyze this, Mindy.
Okay.
There's a karmic reason why you're in the house you are in now, and it's distasteful to you, but you know the person, and it kind of went sour. But there's a reason you're there. To me, the reason you're there has to do with karma equals finance. Now, you have an inheritance, and you have some money, but you don't want to touch it, which I think is wise. You want to gather revenue from your business. But you're in a quagmire. You're sort of stuck in a position because our analysis is that there's a karmic situation you're stuck in.
I'm kind of curious about the birth date of the friend that rents to you. Do you have that, Mindy?
She has the same birthday as me, but a different year.
What
she's
year
60.
Do you know? Six,
she's 2 years
she's
younger
six.
Than me, but she has the same exact April 5th.
So she's born in 58?
Correct.
Okay. So she's a 32-5, right? She's a Mindy's a 30 equals 3. And they're an 8 together.
And that becomes a broken up 8.
Yeah. Which is in her year. Yeah. Your friend's year has 8.
The thing that's happening.
There's something going on in the past life journey you have with this person that where the two of you come back. And even though she's giving you this home and it's turned really bad and all this and you're renting from her, that's filled with karma drama. Right. And there's got to be, if you can, if we can figure out what that karma drama is to get you out of it, I think that's going to open up the channels through which you're going to make more revenue. So
well,
in other words,
sounds terrific.
Strange, bizarre.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
There's something that's so exciting that's happening for me in regards to not only my business. I'm launching in China. I finally got the registration done after a year and a half, but I hung on in there to get it done. So there's going to be revenue in my company this year, 2018. But this other project that I'm working on that landed to me through my daughter, actually, my contact in UK is putting it in front of the Rothschilds. I'm serious. This is serious. So that just is like.
So you mean the Rothschilds,
the
Rothschilds,
the Rothschilds,
the big family? It's very weird because we were just talking about them last night.
No way.
I really was. I was reading an article and talking about a party they had in 1972 and some specifics. But anyway.
So you see.
Weird.
Okay, so in this bizarre setup.
Bizarre.
Really?
There's something. In other words, we're seeing that it's like if you clean your room, you get to go out to play. One doesn't look like the other, but they're connected. So if you can clean up something going on with this person that you know that you're renting from.
Mm-hmm.
Our theory is that the channels through which you can make millions will be opened more readily, and then you'll probably be able to even move to England. It will be your choice. You may
but
not be a citizen yet, but
that
but
is
she's also
so wonderful to hear. That is so
do
magnificent.
You want
thank you.
England, though, more than Chicago, because she mentioned Chicago as an option, which she has not mentioned before. I don't think
I'm so connected to England in some way. It really would be a wonderful thing for me.
So that's really where your desire lies.
Yeah.
You can own. I mean, you're 62. You can own property, and I believe you can own property in England if you're not a citizen.
Mm-hmm.
I don't,
you can, but I think it's harder to buy something in a foreign country than
maybe there'll be a Rothschild on my timeline.
Oh, okay.
That was a joke. That was a joke.
Oh.
a lot of people own property in England. That are emergent
mm-hmm.
citizens. And so, whether it's England or Chicago, I don't think that's the point of discussion today. The point of discussion today is to figure out what you have with this woman that's got to be released.
And the 5 and 3, the broken up 8 energy, which is related to finance, money, and power. And she's got that 8 in her year, which, you know, she's got the upper hand in that regard. She's a higher master number, too.
Yeah. If I throw a word at you and you had to, for the life of you, make a connection to the word between you and this woman, and I said to you the word is fashion, clothes, design, and you had to make a connection, no matter what, you had to make one, what would you say?
I think she's kind of kooky.
Well, in terms of the word fashion,
In terms of the word clothes.
Yeah. It's kind of like a performance for her, actually. I'm very natural.
You mean her attire? She's like flamboyant?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she's flamboyant.
That's,
and when she
when
goes out
kooky,
in the outside. Oh, sorry.
When you said kooky, you're close to my age. When you said kooky, kooky women in the past used to have those long cigarette holders, you know, like Cruella DeVille. Remember those?
My daughter was a Halloween costume she won with being Cruella DeVille. But, sorry.
That.
Yeah. And you want to know something? Oh, you got
about
it. Absolutely. My daughter my daughter came to live in the house here as well. So it's the two of us here, and my daughter is a beautiful natural beauty, and I think that bugs her. Daughter
oh,
instincts. Yeah.
So your friend's competitive with your daughter.
Correct.
Well,
not
happened.
Yeah.
Who said Cruella de Vil?
You're very
you
good.
Did? So the Cruella de Vil reference mm-hmm. is a psychic validation because of you're connecting to it. Costume, your daughter
yeah,
dressed
costume.
Up as Cruella de Vil.
So you see what happened was I saw the long cigarette. When you said the word kooky, I saw the long cigarette holder. And then that's
mm-hmm.
how some of the girls, you know, back in the day when, you know, Susan Lyon and all those actresses would have the long cigarette holder, Audrey Hepburn.
That's
and
so funny.
Kooky.
Yep.
And I think mm-hmm. even kooky, Breakfast at Tiffany's, she was considered a kooky girl.
Yes.
But then
we got to
Cruella de Vil, and then you got to your daughter, and then we got to the competition between your daughter and this kooky friend of yours. And you see,
mm-hmm.
we're starting to put together
the pieces.
A psychic
yeah.
picture.
Exactly.
Which may address opening up channels somewhere else. It's a beginning, it's a start, but, you know.
And we have another caller, Mindy, we've got to get to, but hopefully that is a, you know,
so
helpful preliminary
yeah.
reading in terms of
okay.
your mood.
I have to think about, consider what this all means, but I really am going to move it along.
Okay, good.
I cannot
well,
be here.
Yeah. You know, you got to, putting it together is another journey, but there's something going on. With the
definitely, pieces. Definitely.
Okay. I will let you all know.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Take care.
Bye. 702 is our next.
Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for taking my call.
Hi there. What's your name?
My name is Craig.
Oh, yeah. Craig, C-R-A-I-G?
Yes.
Yes, and you've called us before, a long time, though, right?
Oh, yes. I've called you over the years.
Yes. And your birth date, if I'm remembering correctly, it's got a lot of nines and eights. What's your birth date?
January 8th, 1980.
January 8th, 1980. So 89, 19. And he's 27, 9. Yes, so I remembered. Okay, eights and nines. And what's your question, Craig? You were a student, I think, graduating the last time we talked to you. Is that right?
Yeah, and was in the process of about to go back to school. In one area, but I feel like I'm being moved in another direction, which is my question of the day.
Okay.
It's kind of an idea that my wife dropped on me, and then somebody else dropped on me, and then it just kind of got me thinking.
Your wife?
Like, maybe.
Did you say?
Yes. Oh,
so
yes.
When I don't remember you being married either. So is that something that's transpired, or is that something we didn't know?
Oh, it's something
when did you get married?
It's certain that you guys. I got to catch you guys up on a lot that you guys have predicted over the years. I think I've been calling you guys since 2010, if I recall.
We've only been on the air since 2012, but you've been calling, like, I think, for, you know, over that period from 2012 on.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
You may have talked to Neil on another show, but anyway, go ahead.
Yeah. I got one of the things that you guys predicted for my job, my chart at the time, I think it was back in 2014. That I'll get married in between 2016 and 2017 would be better that I got married in 2017 than 2016.
Wow.
Even though you saw on my chart that it was a real possibility that it could have happened in 2016. Well, it turned out it happened that way. I got married in 2017 and everything worked out.
Well, congratulations. That's
yeah.
great.
Thank you.
You can say congratulations to a man, but not to a woman, according
really?
To etiquette, yes. So congratulations.
What are you saying?
Thank you very much.
You say best wishes to the woman. Yeah. Okay.
Oh yeah.
So so go ahead. So you're wondering about a job change.
Actually not at this time. I'm more so worried about, you know, if going to law school is the right direction.
Law
in
school.
The future.
So but, I mean, it pertains to, as you were saying, a change in career at some point.
Yeah.
Well, and what are you currently doing? I feel like he was in, like, radio or something.
teaching.
What do you do? Teaching. I'm sorry, I didn't hear
teaching
that.
What?
What are you teaching?
I teach social studies.
Social studies. But didn't we talk to you in the past about like being on the radio or? Yeah, didn't we talk to him about that? You don't probably remember. Anyway, it's something I remember, but Craig may not remember it.
You know, Craig, what's strange in this quick reading, open up your mind for a minute. I want to say that in a past life, you were in the medical field. You were a doctor. Now, it might sound crazy, but I don't care. That's what I think, that in a past life, you were a doctor. So my first question is, are there any medical people anywhere in the environment of your family, your cousins, anybody distant?
Well, I'm already have a doctorate degree in education. Not only that, my wife is striving to become a medical doctor.
The wife.
Your wife
my
wants
wife.
To be a medical doctor?
Yes.
Yes.
A medical doctor.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
So we have two.
And we got something.
Two doctors.
Okay, so your wife wanting to be a medical doctor.
And him a PhD.
And you a PhD means that, first of all, that tells me that your wife was past life, and this is the second time you've married her.
What's her birth date, Craig, real quick? Because we only have a couple minutes.
Hers?
Yeah.
March 3rd, 1988.
3388.
So, now,
she's a 35.
And you have a PhD. Law, you know, law is a fascinating. I've had a lot of clients that have been attorneys. And weird, attorneys seem to be drawn to me psychic-wise because I've had a lot of clients who have been attorneys. And they have complimented me in my sense of law. I'm only a psychic, but they've complimented me in my intuitive gut level of knowledge about law. And law mm-hmm. is fascinating. It's a fascinating topic. If teaching is fascinating too, and you're a PhD, you're teaching social studies, so all of this is all good and fair in terms of your journey on this planet. But if you want to get into law, you've got to first understand that, I mean, you know, money-wise, I don't know, but first of all, you have to understand that there's a passion for the what you'd have to go through. What particular law are you interested in?
Educational policy.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, I would say go into it. You could with your mind and your brain and the sense that we're making some weird psychic connections here. That inclines me to persuade you to go into the field. Because you could set up policy. There's all kinds of interesting things you can do to influence. You know, you're far removed from the one-on-one interaction with students, but your policies may, at this point in your life, you're what, 38? So if you go to law school,
yeah.
What are you going to do in your 40s?
But he's going to have to, obviously, I mean, will you work at the same time as you're in school?
Oh, yeah.
So you're going to have to like go to night school. So it's going to be, you know, involved, very busy time for you. But
why do you want to do it?
I want to do it because I want to go into, you know, policy that I think would benefit students with special needs. I think it would be a good segue for me to get involved in politics within the next decade or so.
Oh, so you want to become a politician?
Yes.
Ah,
absolutely. There's no question. I'm convinced. Just because you're asking about this. So we're convinced, yes, that's the route to go.
Okay,
Craig. Well, we're like running out of time. I've got to close the show, but hopefully that has helped you, and we encourage you to keep in touch. It's been a long time since we talked to you. So.
Certainly. Thank you very much.
Okay. Bye-bye. All right, we're out of time. Hope everyone has a great weekend, and we will be back on the air Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern. Thanks, callers and listeners.